Welcome to this week's installment of This Week in Wisconsin Prep Hockey. I'm MJ Hammett as we get the 2010-2011 season open, the defending champion USM Wildcats in action, and I've got Trasher, Burglar, and Bill along with me for this week's episode. And we'll start off with you, Trasher. USM comes out and gets a win in their first game, 5-2 over Germantown, but a little bit of a surprise in their next game, suffering a 3-2 loss.
Yeah, they played Marquette in the third-place game and took a one-goal defeat. It seems to be the USM Wildcats' modus operandi to start out the season slow and pick up steam as the year goes on. And with a 1-2 record to start out here this year, it seems like they're following suit again. So we'll see. We know what happened last year. They had a good stretch where they won, I believe, 15 out of 16 games and ended up winning the state tournament. So it's early yet. USM, I'm sure, is not worried at all.
Bill, as I look down the top 10 here, I see their opponent in the state championship game, Wausau West. They took the championship game runner-up, and looks like this year they're going to start out at top as number one over USM. But it's one of those things where it was voted on, and it was a pretty close vote.
Yeah, it was a close vote, but I think Wausau West took the top spot on most of the ballots, probably because they've got two strong goaltenders in net, and they're returning a lot of players from last season.
Well, they had a number of players who were pretty young, and you know, sophomores and juniors who are now juniors and seniors. And you know, I think a lot of it could also be said for Eau Claire Memorial. Burglar, as you know, they're returning quite a bit as well. Lost some pretty good pieces to last year's squad, but starting out in goal with Saxton Soley, who was fantastic for Team Wisconsin here in the fall.
Yes, he was. Eau Claire Memorial, 12-0 last year in the Big Rivers Conference. Menominee was the only other team in that conference with a winning record in the conference. I really don't see anything that indicates it'll be any different in the Big Rivers this year.
Well, we've talked quite a bit about Ryan Sarazen and Fond du Lac, and that'll lead us into our game of the week this week on Wisconsin Prep Hockey, as Madison Edgewood traveling to Fond du Lac to take on the Cardinals at 5 o'clock on Saturday. And here's Bill with more.
The Wisconsin Prep Hockey Game of the Week this week comes in on Saturday the 27th when the number 9 Fond du Lac Cardinals play host to the number 10 Madison Edgewood Crusaders. The Crusaders are bringing back 15 varsity skaters from last year's state tournament team, including their top 4 scorers and 5 defensemen with varsity experience. Senior goaltender Alex Witz has shown he can do the job with limited playing time over the past 2 seasons, but he'll be in the spotlight on Saturday against Fond du Lac. For their part, the Cardinals graduated 9 seniors last season, but their 2 leading scorers, including senior forward Joe Bartlett, are returning. Goalie Joe Rebidoux is back for his 4th season in net with the Cardinals and will have to be on task. The tilt with Fond du Lac opens one of the tougher non-conference schedules in the state for the Edgewood team. After the Cardinals, they've got games with University School, Wausau West, Middleton, and Verona, as well as a holiday tournament in Duluth. The Cardinals' schedule is no slouch either, with early games against University School, Appleton United, Arrowhead, Wausau West, and Catholic Memorial all before Christmas. Saturday's matchup between the Fond du Lac Cardinals and Madison Edgewood Crusaders should definitely answer some questions about these 2 teams. Remember, you can submit your Game of the Week nominees at wisconsinprephockey.net.
Okay, now we'll move on to Player of the Week. And Bill, what do you got for Player of the Week?
The nominees for Wisconsin Prep Hockey Preseason Player of the Week are Brad Navin of Wapaka and Simon Leahy of the University School of Milwaukee. Navin and Leahy were Team Wisconsin's top 2 scorers in the Upper Midwest High School Elite League, and after the votes were tallied, Navin took home the Preseason Player of the Week honors. In 24 games, Navin led Team Wisconsin with 20 goals and added 10 assists. The senior forward from Wapaka also recorded 6 of Team Wisconsin's 11 game-winning goals. Navin's top game had to be his hat-trick 4-point performance in Team Wisconsin's 7-5 win over Team Southeast on September 12th. In the Elite League playoffs, Navin scored 2 of Team Wisconsin's 4 goals in their opening round 5-4 loss to Great Plains. He added a goal and an assist in the team's consolation round 5-0 victory over Omaha. In the final game of the fall Team Wisconsin season, Navin added a goal in the 5-4 loss to Team Northwest. Congratulations to Brad Navin on his Player of the Week honors. Remember, you can submit your own nominations for Player of the Week at wisconsinprephockey.net.